Delegates from across Southeast Asia have gathered in Manila for a conference on the new evangelization. Promoted as the Asia Gathering of Faith, the Philippine Conference on the New Evangelization seeks to reignite the faith of Filipinos, as well as the Church's mission to society. The three-day conference will focus on expounding the teachings and liturgy of the Church through a threefold objective of creating an experience of God in the context of the new millennium, strengthening the bonds of communion in the Philippine Church, and inspiring the faithful to live by the spirit of mission. The Archbishop of Manila, Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagli, spoke with Christopher Wells about the aim of the conference and about the challenges facing the Church in the Philippines.
Well, I could answer that question from our context here in the Philippines and also in Asia. In the Philippines, we always take pride in being the country that is the host to almost half of the Catholic population in the whole of Asia. We know for a fact, too, that two-thirds of the population of the world is here in Asia. But the Christian community here is not even, I think, 3%. So one big reality for us is as society changes, as society evolves, the constant calling for the Church in the Philippines is to share our faith with our brothers and sisters in Asia. And this we have to do by dialoguing with the realities of Asia. For example, with the teeming millions of poor people in Asia. Secondly, with youth of Asia, because two-thirds of the population of Asia is young, below 25 years old. We are also seeing a massive change in the cultures, from the traditional cultures of Asian peoples to cultures that have been influenced already by all of these global neoliberal cultures or mindsets. And so we have to bring the faith into not only the traditional cultures, but also the shifts in cultures. And finally, we want to bring the energies of the Christian faith in the search of the Asian peoples for peace. And unfortunately, in some parts of Asia, religion is also being used as a political tool instead of a tool for our common quest for truth, justice, and peace. For us, these are some of the main challenges for the Church in Asia. And the Philippines has been called upon by the recent popes to perform its singular mission in Asia, which is to share the light of Jesus in all of these concerns.
And this conference is certainly a part of that effort. It speaks very much to the new evangelization. In fact, that's the title of the conference. And as well, it takes the theme to make all things new. How is the Church of the Philippines taking that mission of the new evangelization? What are you doing to bring that forth, and what can you do to carry that into the world?
We realized that, first of all, we have to look at the evangelizer. We have to look at all of us. We have to see whether the light of the faith has been already accepted by us, or are we just presuming that we are being guided by that light? And so there is a lot of soul searching. If we are serious about a renewed evangelization, renewed in its ardor, in its methods and expressions, if the imagination of the Filipino Catholic is to be ignited again, then we have to encounter Jesus in our life settings. And that is the first challenge that we wanted to address. And we did it yesterday. We entitled yesterday's, the first day of the conference as Streams of Encountering Jesus. So we invited people to review their states of life and to see how the Lord comes to them in the arts, in the sciences, in the service of the poor, in the Word of God, in sacraments, etc., even in our woundedness. So rediscovering the power of our encounter with God. Secondly, we also want to renew our being church in the sense of not really reinventing the church or creating a new church, which is quite different from what Jesus has left to us, but new in the sense of being first a more authentic church as the Gospels present the vision of Christ for his community, and also a church that does not have any baggages so that it could respond to the pressing call of mission today. And a church that is free because it has rediscovered Jesus again will be more welcoming to people, especially the poor, and will be imaginative, creative in responding to the opportunities that our wounded and pained world, suffering world, offers to us. I dare say that the world of Asia, the world in the Philippines, is terribly wounded. Many people are suffering and in pain, but these also offer spaces for evangelization. And these past 2 days, we have been marveling at how the sufferings of the people, the sufferings of families, even the natural disasters, are opening spaces for people to proclaim to the world the source of strength, the source of hope, the source of love, Jesus.
And finally, Your Eminence, can you tell us what are some of your personal goals, or what are some of your personal ideas of what will come out of this conference? What are you looking for? What are you looking to see as people come to this conference and then go out into the world after they've been here?
Oh, that's a lot, but let me focus on a few things. The first is the very methodology that we have employed for this conference already, in a way, defines for us our goal. We engage in a lot of storytelling, and we invite people to tell their stories of faith. We want people to express their questions. We want people to listen to each other's stories. So in other words, our first goal is to have a church that is able to listen to people. And by listening to people and their stories, we want to hear Jesus speaking to us. And we want to be encouraged by how people are able to face the realities of life because they know that Jesus is among them. And these past 2 days, we have heard, you know, from simple people, from people in mass media, people in the entertainment world, people working with the disabled, the young people, the simple catechists in the rural areas. We have heard their stories, and we are all edified that Jesus is alive. The second goal is for us to respond more effectively, I should say, to the needs of the poor. The poor, which are supposed to be the center of gravity for the church. If the church in Asia is, they say, two-thirds poor, coming from the poor sectors, then they are the majority. And so they are supposed to define the very direction. And so we hope that this listening to people's stories would make us more sensitive to the desires of the poor, to find in the church a family, a home where they really could experience the new and redeemed humanity that Jesus has won for us. And finally, we want to be able to bring the good news to the different strata of society. For example, mass communications, the arts, the sciences, the world of politics and business, you know, especially the youth. These are some of the areas that are emerging. You know, the people who are suffering, these are the areas that are emerging where the good news need to be brought. And I dare say, even now, that in those areas, the good news will be proclaimed by the poor and those who are suffering.
Thank you very much, Your Eminence. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
Finally, I would like to say that We are really surprised at the fervor of the participants. This actually started as a simple project for the Archdiocese of Manila. We wanted to gather our catechists and parish workers for a celebration of the Year of Faith, leading to the transmission of faith in the new evangelization. But then we said, why don't we open this to the other dioceses in the country? And then later on, we said, how about the dioceses close to the Philippines, no? Like Hong Kong, Taiwan, Malaysia, Indonesia? And now it has become a universal event. 82 dioceses in the Philippines sent delegates. And we have delegates also from India, from Malaysia, from Brunei, from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, from Japan. So it's an exciting moment where people just want to celebrate the faith. And during the breaks, you hear the common statement as well as a refrain. The faith is alive. The faith is alive. And we have encountered the Lord, and He's calling us. And we want to do more for Him and for the church and for the poor. So we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share with you our humble contribution to the Year of Faith and the search of the Universal Church for the new evangelization.